Let's bring Kathleen in. Morning, Kathleen. Morning, Kathy.
Morning.
What happened to you?
I had occasion to visit Bangor with my daughter, and I parked in one of the local on-street car parks that you do pay and display. So yeah. I bought my ticket, put it on the windscreen, left, and came back but didn't realise there was something stuck because it was quite far down. I actually got a ticket for not parking completely within the two lines.
Ah, for goodness.
So I looked it up on the government website, and indeed you can get a ticket for exactly that.
I never park in between the two lines. I can't park in between the two bloody lines.
I didn't realise. I was in a hurry late for an appointment with my daughter, and I didn't realise that it was slightly outside the line with one of my wheels, and all it takes is one of your wheels to be outside. Now, Stephen, the car park was empty.
Yeah.
It was a midweek day in the middle of the morning. There was no one about.
This is Bangor.
This is in Bangor, and I was absolutely livid. So I was absolutely furious.
Have you got a picture of that, a photo of that? I'd like to follow that up for you, if you've got a photo.
When you go on to pay the fine, you can look at the pictures. And yes, indeed, my wheel, it would have been hairline over. But
would you send me what? Would you send me the picture?
I'll try and go back and find it and see if it's still up on their site. When they give you the ticket, they give you a reference, and you can go on and view the pictures before you pay it.
You see, I'm in Bangor nearly every week. I go down for an Indian down there every Tuesday night.
Well, it probably would have been roughly around where you might have parked, even one of those offside
close
ones.
Close to the Bacara.
Yeah, in and around that direction I was.
Hi.
But the car park was empty, Stephen.
But if you go down there, right, and you look around Bangor Centre, there are quite a few shops for let. There are quite a few shops empty.
Yep.
So here's the point. You were going there with your daughter, with money. You're going to spend money. You get a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, whatever it is you do.
Yep.
And they do you. They fine you for a wheel a little bit over the white line. Like, on what planet?
That's exactly what I did. I brought business to the town. I took my daughter out for a lunch. We spent money there in local trader shops. And when I come out, the car park was empty when I went into it. There was about four cars. When I came out, there was only mine and a couple of others. Most of the other cars were gone. So it wasn't as if I was impeding anyone. Yes, I wasn't parked perfectly in between the two lines because I was in a hurry. We were going to see someone. And I thought, my goodness, how desperate do you need to be to get money in this day and age to give somebody a ticket for that? It's just to warn other people, Stephen. People might be aware that if you don't park in the lines, they can give you a ticket.
Well, and you might not go back now.
Oh, I definitely won't. I'm really disgusted. I'll just keep my money up in Belfast and avoid as possible. But I actually myself did not know. If you don't park within the lines, you can get a fine. And those wardens on that day were obviously trying to get their numbers
up.
They'd
be doing me every time, let me tell you, because it's just... Do you know the other thing I can't do, and this is particular to Belfast, I've actually changed my car because of this. I got one of my cars stuck. When I say one of my cars, I don't have two cars. My former car, it was a big... it was an Audi A8.
Right.
And do you know the way when you go into these car parks now and you have to drive round and round and round to go up the levels.
Yes.
Well, the turns are so acute. The turns are so tight. I had to get a man to drive my car. I had to abandon the car, pick up the phone and get a man down. I couldn't do it.
There's quite a few car parks in Belfast that are like that.
Crazy.
The one at the waterfront is especially bad. And you'll see all the cars that have hit on quite a lot of the levels. Castle Court's a bit better. You can get round it in a bigger car, but you're right, Steve. That's another thing.
I couldn't
very
do it.
Tight.
And if I didn't have a man to go and do that, I would. I don't know what I would have done. Stuart and Clocher. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
I'm not a fan of boys in red coats, but still, I think the woman in Bangor, you know what I mean, I think it was right to give her the ticket.
I forgot to say, for having your wheel a little bit over the white line.
I'm going to give you an example of why I think it's the case. Because if you can't park in between white lines, I think you should go and do your diving test again.
Well, I can't park in between the two right lines. Not even close.
Sorry, Stephen. Secondly, when you go in limited spaces in major towns and cities and you need your space and you pay for it, a lot of time when you go into a space that's available, it might be only one space available and you're trying to get in there, but somebody's parked incorrectly beside you and you can't get your door open to get out because they're sitting in an awkward position.
Well, I thought this was me being fat, you see. This is another thing that's starting to happen to me, that when people park beside me and I open the door, I can't get my belly out the car.
Oh, well, I wouldn't. I'm not going to criticise you for that.
These people park the car too close and you're squeezing out.
Maybe I could have. I sometimes have that problem myself.
Anyway.
No, on a serious note, really, in between two white lines is, you know what I mean, it's not the hardest thing to do, is it really?